sports fans. Episode 3 of the Geezers Geezers podcast. No direction, as usual.
Soon to be changed.
Probably going to be dog.
The Geezers.
Here we go.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Ale everywhere. Start as
spillage on the scene.
What are you doing?
My mouth's got full, mate.
Acting up.
What is it?
Boarwood or something.
Razorback.
Boon doggle, mate. I know, it's a razorback.
Ringwood, that's the one I was.
What a fucking joke. That's been sitting in a shed for about... since New Year. No, since 2 days before New Year.
It's gone sizzling everywhere.
I might have a Maggie nose.
They're in the Magnus box, mate.
Just seeing what else is on the scene.
Sorry about your carpet, mate.
Did you bring my Cuban back? Yeah.
No.
No, it's fine.
I'll have to buy you a new one, mate. It's not
in there.
It's not in there. It's not in there.
There wasn't much left, I don't think. It was pretty.
Well, as I was saying,
off that night.
Episode 3 of the Geezers Geezers podcast. Here we are.
Here we are.
I gave a little disclaimer. Probably going to be brown, mate.
Yeah, definitely. We don't have a topic.
No direction.
Really,
no leader.
No leader.
Well, I'd take the reins, but...
You haven't got it in you.
But you're a shit house.
It's out of my comfort zone, this. We haven't established anything yet.
I'm not sure. I mean, you've said stuff there, but it means nothing.
What?
A real politician, Cross. Real politician.
I am, yeah.
Can I put my foot like this? No, I thought you'd go nearer the microphone.
Then I'm
just going to screen it.
Stop rubbing the microphone.
Ask the mic, man. See if it.
Yeah, but we do need a genre.
Well, you said you had a thing. That might kick us off.
What? Is it a team or isn't it a team?
Yeah, icebreaker, mate.
Introducing, is it a team or isn't it a team?
Boop, boop, boop.
Dyer.
That was shocking.
Right. Is it a team? Or isn't it a team? Panthers, Santos, Volt.
You haven't got it in your team.
It is a team, yeah.
Whereabouts?
I reckon I can...
I don't know the demographic behind
so
it.
That's got to be like...
I'm just going to put it out there.
It is a team.
I can see through Crozy like glass. I reckon I can predict every single one, mate.
Right, see if you can get everyone. Right, the next one. Dilapre Dragon Slayers.
That's you, mate. That's you all over. I reckon that could be like a Japanese team.
They do have like
Skyrim.
They do have like animals as like
High and Nine Dragons or something. There.
They do have like animals as their.
What's the verdict?
I can see through him like glass.
I'm gonna say yes.
That's because you're an idiot, mate.
No.
Crozy every day of the week.
Cameron's right, he takes it.
No glass for you, my friend.
Right, next
stained glass.
Next
mate.
One.
Murky toilet window.
The next one. GLK United Blue.
Not a team. Not a team.
A team.
It is a team.
It is a team.
Have we all been teams?
Yeah.
There's a bit of a pattern going on.
You all made one up, have you? They're all real teams.
No.
Yeah, they are, mate.
Yeah.
We rumbled this game, mate.
Kingsthorpe Jets Meteors.
No.
That's not a team.
They've just thought
Australian
what,
or something.
If that is a team, they've just thought, what cool things can I put in a team name?
That's
thought,
an Australian
Jets
team.
Meteors. Thorps. Well, I don't know what a thorp is, but.
Place, I reckon.
It probably is, yeah. What do we reckon then?
No.
Yeah, it's an Australian team, mate.
He's got it right.
It is an Australian
team. I don't know if it's Australia, is it?
You've not really done a lot of digging here.
I've not done a lot of digging, mate, because.
You're going to make one up?
I might have to on the spot.
So they're all teams?
So they're all teams.
Yeah.
This is just Crosby.
Right, I'll make one up.
But
we're not a team. I reckon this
next one's made up.
Toast the Town Foxes.
We need a new jingle. Is it a team? Yes.
What, Crosby Toast the Town Foxes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Team, mate.
Not a team.
That is a team.
It's a team.
So he's not made one up yet.
Because he's non-made up.
Built an Ajax Decepticon.
It's in two pieces.
No, it's not. It's just come out of its little thing.
Oh, mate. Just rip it in.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh! That's done it. So what do we reckon to Decepticon?
No. You've forgotten the first bit of our name, mate.
Isn't that a built an IX Decepticon?
I know he hasn't.
Nah, you've made that up.
No.
I've not made it up.
Yeah,
fuck yeah. Are you going to make one?
Somehow he's told us that none of them are made up and he's still fooling us.
He's still getting them wrong. Right.
So convincing.
West Haddon Ninjas.
You've not even looked at your phone.
Nah.
Are you going right the way down real. To Sunday League? And
he's not actually looked at his phone for that one, so I'm going to say no.
No, that's real. I reckon that's...
I fooled you, Cam, with my acting skills. Keystrokes has got it right.
I've seen him. He's looked at the phone and he's gone...
Not better Wait, than that. It was better than that because it
fooled. I'm sure
that recreation just does not work.
I'm sure everyone can hear your
my acting. He's gone... What his brain's done.
What it's. Morse code. Yeah. Anymore.
Right.
Anymore.
The wicker bottle tops.
Wicker? Mm. Yeah, team.
No, it's not a team.
Team.
It's not a team, just made it up. That's the end of the list. Because they were all teams.
You had all teams.
They were all teams, mate, yeah. That was part of the joke, really. I thought you'd catch on.
We did catch on.
We did, and then we forgot.
Yeah.
You're a fool.
So every team was.
There we are.
Every team.
That's it for. Is it a team or isn't it a team?
Yes, it's a team.
How's the fucking acting going, by the way?
The acting.
Yeah, you mentioned acting.
I've not done one in a while, but I've had a few through. There's some for next week doing this. It's called World on Fire. It's like a World War II drama set in Blackpool. On the beach, so I'd be wearing like a full soldier's uniform.
What would you be doing?
I'd just be like one of the 100 soldiers on the beach.
You'd probably die though.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
2 weeks.
The strong always die first. So.
That's not true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had to turn it down because I'm busy at the moment.
Yeah.
With work and assignments.
Too
and
busy
shit.
For Hollywood.
Yeah. It would be better if. I was on a gap year like last year.
Oh no, it'd be great if all of us just didn't have to work ever, you know what I mean? But
oh yeah. We should all just become TV
extras. It's not the world
extras.
We live in.
Because it would have been class last year, but I didn't get any through last year.
Well, do you not see...
Now I'm getting loads through, but I don't have time to do
them. Them people that won... it's either the Euro Millions or the lottery in the UK. I think they was Welsh. And they gave all the family and friends like $1 million each.
Did they? How much was the jackpot?
I can't remember.
100 odd mil, wasn't it?
Was it Euro Millions or was it the UK lottery? It was quite a lot of money. It was in the hundreds of millions anyway. Yeah, but unfortunately I didn't know them. And I'm not a millionaire.
Evidently.
All right. Jesus Christ. I need to hit home.
What would you do with the money, Key? Spice it up.
I'd buy loads of cars.
That's all I was doing.
Bad cars. Bad cars. No, what was that fucking mate you said about castles?
Bad castle.
What so, do you do, Jakey? If you're £1 million,
I'd invest quite a lot in houses.
Very responsible.
And I'd set up my business.
Responsible man.
Bad cars.
So, what would you do, David, if you were homeless or poor? I'd buy a castle.
Like homeless.
Oh,
he's still buy a castle.
Yeah. Makes no sense. You can probably pop it on if you want.
Yeah?
Radiator, you want to put it on.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
What do you reckon it was?
That's what I was trying to work out, mate. I thought it was a very cold door.
I'd buy a castle.
Very, very small door.
Very small door. Not attached to anything.
Small door.
There you fucking go, man.
Low door.
Small the door.
Hold the door.
Game of Thrones will be out soon. 2019, I believe.
Mm.
Have a sip of your toffee.
I'm not sure sure when, but.
Summer, I think.
Yeah.
Hopefully my things get aired this just pop year off, sometime. You'll see me in the background.
Of?
The Bay and Years and Years.
What's Years? Years and Years, the band? Or the...
Nah. Not a music video. It's quite nice, though.
How many...
It's about... It's like future politics or something. And I should be in the background in a couple of the scenes, hopefully.
I've asked you this before, but I can't remember the answer. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, giving some abuse. Your fist yeah,
give did
some
you shout abuse. Anything?
Yeah, well, you had to agree with some stuff. They were, so there was a guy there, like, raising his arms, saying, you know, to agree. So everyone was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. When Cern is saying.
Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Who were you saying it to?
Just like the general crowd.
I've always wondered when you see like see shows and you see background actors having chats with like each other. Yeah, say they're in a restaurant or something and there's background actors
wonder what
like
they say, don't you?
Chatting. Like what do they say? Or have you not been in
well,
that sort
no,
of position?
Done it.
No, from you experience, you just I just chat like.
Have you seen this Patagonia stuff?
No. We'd just say, like, what are we supposed to be saying? Like, that's what we'd say.
What do you mean? Like, how are you today? Things like
that. No, like,
you
we'd say
to
each other.
What are we meant to be saying?
Yeah, like, what do we
I don't know, mate.
What should we actually be saying here?
And then
it's just a bit of banter and then it's over.
I don't know.
And then that's it. But people in other things might actually have... They might tell them, like, bigger productions might go speak about this or something and then just chat.
Get to know
smaller
the person.
Productions have nothing.
Well, you do as well because you sat with them for about 3 hours.
That's how long it takes, 3 hours.
Yeah, well,
little cafe scene in the background.
Yeah,
3 hours.
Sometimes, yeah.
He was walking down the prom.
I was walking
with some
down
skaters.
The prom. Yeah,
harassing
some sketty
you.
Girl.
Oh, you can't say that.
Oh.
Sure, then.
Sure.
Somehow she was Insta famous, this girl.
Extras, mate.
Don't know how. Like 12,000 followers.
Jesus.
Paid for.
12,000?
Yeah, and she was telling me, like, she'd get, like, these deals to promote businesses on her Instagram page. And she'd get paid, like, 500 quid for just to post something.
Was she fit?
No. That's what I didn't get. It. Just absolute dog.
Well, how much
like,
is that viable business? If you how much would it cost to buy 12,000 followers, and then be requested by these businesses?
They'd scope you out. Mate.
You'd probably
they'd
do it for free, like the little follow for follow things. But then,
but
you'd have an awful ratio.
Yeah, but they're not.
Yeah,
like,
but then you just follow 12,000.
But they're not proper
people,
followers, are they? Like they've still got to get
likes
on each picture.
True, yeah.
So yeah, baffled me really.
Baffling, quite baffling.
But yeah, at the moment, no extras lined up.
No nibbles.
No nibbles.
They come true on your email.
What?
They come true on your email.
What does that mean?
You get the little offers on your email.
I've got like an app where I've got like a profile on it. And he send me like notifications.
You get your picture.
Yeah.
Get a little, can we have a look?
If you want. Yeah, it's like a proper, I had to go and get them done. I look well like depressed in it, but my hair looks pretty good.
You got a mugshot.
What did they search for? A small runty boy.
Small runt of a man.
Good looker.
Good looker. I always think that, like, do you know people who get
well,
cast?
That's my cover picture.
You do look miserable, mate.
I know, but they were like, don't smile, so I was just like that. But
yeah, you
did
a good job
good
of not smiling.
Have you got a description?
No. It's just like appearance, and then people search you on...
You got a rating?
Your appearance, no.
No. So how do they know if you're good or not?
How do you become
well, they
a
don't.
Good...
You're an extra, aren't you? You don't.
Well, you can be a shit extra. So in the background going
have you seen that episode of
probably
it's
get a
always
red flag against your name
have you seen that episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I've sacked it off, mate.
No. couldn't handle it.
I was watching it and my dad walks in and I was still a bit sceptical about it. My dad walks in and watches about 2 minutes of it and goes, this is fucking shit. And I just thought, this is fucking shit. And I had to turn it off.
I liked it. I've watched it all.
I know. And I've got so many people telling me it's good. And I just powered through two seasons, pretty much. Nah, a season and a half. I just wasn't doing it for me.
I enjoyed it, I did.
I enjoyed it, I did.
Oh, I enjoyed it. It reminds me, you know, I enjoyed it, I did, but nah, I thought it was really good. I think they just released the 13th season or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
How could it go on for?
It must be over a decade now. It must be like 2008 it started, and it's, I don't know whether it'd be the 2018 season that just came on Netflix or 2019. But
how sick would it be to just write like a sitcom, you know what I mean?
I don't think it would be good.
No, it'd be awful.
It's a lot more work than you. It's not just like sitting down and being like, yeah,
I know it is, but
yeah, come on, Cross, get in the real world.
It'd just be sick to do, though, wouldn't it? And then no, it gets published or whatever.
Decent. I was never really that great at English, to be honest. bit of a weak point of
not the best my studies. Speller, is, are you, Kim?
All right, mate. Still got a B. Still got a B.
I know you come up with the same result.
Got a B. A.
Still got a B. What did you get, an A? A star.
Yeah, and I was taught by a P.
Sorry, was that an A or an A star?
I was taught
an A.
I was also taught by a convicted paedophile.
Yeah.
Doing 6 years.
I wasn't.
In strange ways.
I was taught by him every single year, apart from year seven, mate.
Same.
He's doing 6 years?
Nah.
I thought he got six
you
years,
know.
Didn't he?
Wow, well, we don't know.
Well, yeah, but you get sentenced to like 6 years and then you get parole, don't you? Like, you get an early release if you're well behaved. And then that fucking gimp, you fucking little prick.
Yeah.
Sorry. Got a lot of built up anger around that nonce.
Rightly so, mate.
True. Did he not like you?
I just think it's fucking sick, mate, to be looking at.
Well, it is,
like
yeah.
That,
oh, yeah,
in probably. A position that he was in, even regardless of being in that position, what he did before, just think it's wrong and just don't agree with it, mate.
Do you want me to lighten?
Well, that's my two cents, you know what I mean?
I can lighten the tone a bit if you want with an interesting story, like something unrelated.
Yeah, get in the scene.
Yeah. Not a story that happened to me. Tales from the Taxi, mate.
Oh, of course.
Tales from the Taxi.
New segment.
Oh,
new
Tales
segment.
From the Taxi.
Right.
We need an intro for that.
I want some like fucking Irish fiddle music in the background.
Okay.
There's Tales from the Taxi.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I'll get
sure.
Some royalty-free Irish fiddle
Tales
music.
From the Taxi. I think I've got a couple of Tales from the Taxi.
Cue the Irish
Can anyone
music.
Do an Irish accent to help me out with the story? And I'll
oh,
tell them what.
Well,
I'll tell them what to
no,
say.
I can't
I'll tell,
do
no,
one.
I'll tell them what to say, and then they can just regurgitate in an
well,
Irish accent.
Well, you know, when they come from Northern Ireland, I can do.
That's the only accent I can't do very well.
Hit me with something I might be able to. From the deep depths of my throat.
What?
Absolute fire breather.
What? What just happened?
Well, I didn't know what
from
to
the
say.
Deep depths of my
ran out of breath.
Wheeze.
Absolute wheeze.
John Arna Wheeze.
Right.
John Arna Wheezer.
Tales from the Taxi.
That reminds me of a story,
that's
mate.
That's great, mate.
Okay. So.
About Thomas and Julie Ripley.
Right.
I was going to do an Irish accent, but I didn't want to fucking. Right, go on.
Who's going to do the Irish accent? Because I'll tell them what to say. Cam. Yeah.
Nah, just if there's points that need highlighting
there's
in the Irish
that,
accent, then I'll, then
no,
I'll
no,
highlight
no.
them.
The reason for all this music is because the passenger was Irish. And, all right.
Well,
I think
well, I can't
really
do the
story.
Accent.
Cam.
Any other one?
I'll only give
but
you
how can you
like
tell me
stab.
It? It's like surely we're going to be saying it twice if you tell me.
Yeah,
it,
mate,
yeah.
It works. It works. All right,
go on.
Okay. So my dad, he was in the taxi driving along. Picks up this guy from.
Disclaimer, his dad's a taxi driver.
Disclaimer, yeah. My dad's a taxi driver for an unknown company.
Freelance taxi.
Freelance taxi, as far as you're concerned. So he picks up a punter, that's the word.
Yep.
Punter from the Boar's Head pub.
The Boar's Head.
The Boar's Head.
Whereabouts is it?
Scary pub.
was scared.
On the drive up by Boots.
Joan Cass. What?
Yeah, opposite, yeah. But Joan Cass.
Boar's head. And this guy gets in, thick Irish accent, absolutely steaming. Dad's driving him. Get to this road that this guy's said no. My dad's like, where do you want to go, mate? And the guy goes, end of the road.
End of the road, please.
So my dad gets to the end of the road and it's like a cul-de-sac, but then instead of like a pathway going to one house, the pathway goes down and then splits off in a fork to three houses. And this guy, like, hasn't got a clue where, what he's doing or where he's going, can't get out of the taxi, gets out of the taxi eventually and fucking straight on the floor, like, no steps out of the taxi, straight on the floor. That's like, by the way, this guy's like in his 70s. Guy picks him up, and he, my dad's like, which one out of the three? And the Irish guy swings his arm out in like just a general direction. He's like, that one
over there.
So my dad like drags him, and apparently his feet were like, do you know where your fucking feet go like that? Yeah. So your toes are face down towards the ground. My dad's just dragging this 78 year old guy above and beyond. Finally gets him home. This is a Monday night, by the way. I haven't said the scene very well. This is a Monday night. Gets him to the door. He's like, is it this one, mate? The guy's like, yeah, yeah, it's this house.
Yeah, I think this one is it, pal.
And my dad goes, all right, I'll leave you. My dad helps him get his keys. The key goes in the door. The guy's like, pretty sound. He, you know, he might die the other side of the door, but that's not my dad's problem. And just before my dad leaves to get back in the taxi, the guy goes, here, take this for your troubles.
Hear me, laddie, take this for your troubles.
Slaps about £8 in my dad's hand. The fare was only £4, and just loose change, like proper shitty change. And then stumbles in his door, probably falls over and sleeps there on the doormat for the night. It's there you fucking go.
Tales from the taxi.
Any more tales from the taxi while we're on it?
I'll have a think. Might get back to you. There's definitely, I get tales.
Tales from the taxi.
I don't know, I'm always written off in the taxi.
Couples.
Yeah.
I've partaken in a couple. Actually, I'm not going to tell that story.
There's a geezer in the in Newcastle. What was he saying?
Absolute clown, isn't he?
Hairy triangle.
Hairy triangle.
What was he even saying?
I don't know. I was getting a taxi from sort of a pub to sort of into town to where about late night bars and clubs were.
No,
and he was a classic Geordie lad, wasn't he? Classic Geordie lad. He was like, where are you, lad? I'm going to head to the end. I don't think I can do a Geordie accent, you know. My many accents do not extend to Geordie. But you know what? I'll dabble in it. Where are you, lads? Where are you off to tonight?
That's a better Irish one than you did before.
Wrong fucking story, that.
This should be a segment, Accent Man.
I have got many accents. Thing is, I've got so many accents flowing through my head that I can get a bit confused.
Let's do Accent Man. Go on.
You name the segment.
Accent Man.
You name the place, I'll do the accent. All right.
Native land, mate, New Zealand.
I can't do that.
No, you can. Accent Man.
I can't.
Accent Man.
South African. It sounds.
If it's South African, it'd be South African, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but it sounds the same.
Can I get in, fucker, please?
Yeah.
No, then another place.
Another place.
Mm.
Wales. Welsh.
South African.
Well, I'm from the valleys, you know.
That's the same accent.
You're saying his accents don't extend to Irish, but all of them contain it.
In the valleys in Cardiff.
That was alright.
In the valleys in Cardiff.
We like
sheep and
accent, okay, man. You can do balance. Any accent.
Give me your South African version of me and Kavos.
Can I have a head fucker, please, mate?
New Zealand.
You just reached South African by the end of it. Alright, American accent, man.
Where specifically American? Because obviously,
Texas.
You've got the. So we're talking hillbilly.
Yeah.
Like a rootin' tootin' hillbilly.
That was shit. New Yorker though, you've got a New Yorker.
Yeah.
Hey man, pass me that hot dog.
Right, accent man.
Accent
you always
man.
Get accent. Accent man's put back in the fucking locker, mate.
80% of the time. It'll be a new accent one next time. It can go around the group.
Fucking
be
accent.
A segment.
New accent.
I had to turn it off.
I liked it. I've watched it all.
I've got so many people telling me it's good, and I just powered through two seasons, pretty much. Nah, a season and a half. I just wasn't doing it for me.
I enjoyed it. I did.
I enjoyed it. I did.
Oh, I enjoyed it. It reminds me of the way I enjoyed it. I did, but I thought it was really good. I think they just released the 13th season or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
Go on.
It must be over a decade now. It must be like 2008 it started, and it's. I don't know whether it'd be the 2018 season that just came on Netflix or 2019. But
how sick would it be to just write like a sitcom? You know what I mean.
I don't think it would be good.
No, it'd be awful.
It's a lot more work than you. It's not just like sitting down and be like, yeah.
I know it is, but
yeah, come on, Cross, get in the real world.
Just be sick to do though, wouldn't it? And then it gets published or whatever. Decent.
I was never really that great at English, to be honest. bit of a weak point of
not the best
my studies.
Speller,
is,
are you, Kim?
All right, mate. Still got a B. Still got a B.
I know you come up with the same result.
Got a B. A.
Still got a B. What did you get, an A? A star.
Yeah, and I was taught by a P.
Sorry, was that an A or an A star?
I was taught
an A.
I was also taught by a convicted paedophile.
Yeah.
Doing 6 years.
I wasn't.
In strange ways.
I was taught by him every single year, apart from year seven, mate.
Same.
He's doing 6 years?
Nah.
I thought he got 6 years, didn't he?
No.
Wow, we don't know.
Well, but you get sentenced to like 6 years and then you get parole, don't you? Like, you get an early release if you're well behaved. And then that fucking gimp, you fucking little prick.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Got a lot of built up anger around that nonce.
Rightly so, mate.
True. Did he not like you?
I just think it's fucking sick, mate, to be looking at
things
like
that
in a position that he was in, even regardless of being in that position, what he did before. I just think it's wrong and just don't agree with it, mate.
Do you want me to lighten?
Well, that's my 2 cents, you know what I mean?
I can lighten the tone a bit if you want with an interesting story, like something unrelated.
Yeah, get in the scene.
Yeah. Not a story that happened to me. Tales from the Taxi, mate.
Oh, of course.
Tales from the Taxi.
New segment.
Oh,
new
Tales
segment.
From the Taxi.
Right.
We need an intro for that.
I want some like fucking Irish fiddle music in the background.
Okay.
There's Tales from the Taxi.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I'll get
sure.
some royalty-free Irish fiddle
Tales
music.
From the Taxi. I think I've got a couple of Tales from the Taxi.
Cue the Irish
Can anyone
music.
Do an Irish accent to help me out with the story? And I'll
oh,
tell them what
well,
I'll tell them what to
no,
say.
I can't
I'll tell
one.
No. I'll tell them what to say, and then they can just regurgitate in an
well,
Irish accent.
Well, you know, when they come from Northern Ireland, I can do.
That's the only accent I can't do very well.
Hit me with something, I might be able to. From the deep depths of my throat.
What?
Absolute fire breather.
What? What just happened?
Well, I didn't know what
from
to
the
say.
Deep depths of my
run out of breath.
Wheeze.
Absolute wheeze.
John Arna Wheeze.
Right.
John Arna Wheezer.
Tales from the Taxi.
It reminds me of a story,
that's
mate.
That's great, mate.
Okay. So.
About Thomas and Julie Ripley.
Right.
I was going to do an Irish accent, but I didn't want to fucking. Right, go on.
Who's going to do the Irish accent? Because I'll tell them what to say. Cam.
Nah, just... If there's points that need highlighting
there's
in the Irish
that,
accent, then I'll then
no,
I'll
no,
highlight
no.
them.
The reason for all this music is because the passenger was Irish. And, all right,
well,
I think
well, I can't
really
do
help
the
story.
Accent.
Cam.
Any other one.
I'll only give
but
you
how can you
like
tell me
stab.
It? It's like, surely we're going to be saying it twice if you tell me.
Yeah,
it,
mate,
yeah.
It works. All right,
go on.
Okay. So my dad, he was in the taxi, driving along. Picks up this guy from...
Disclaimer, his dad's a taxi driver.
Disclaimer, yeah. My dad's a taxi driver for an unknown company.
Freelance taxi.
Freelance taxi as far as you're concerned. So he picks up a punter, that's the word.
Yep.
Punter from the Boar's Head pub.
Don't The boar's head.
The boar's head.
Whereabouts is it?
Scary pub.
Scary.
On the drive up by Boots.
Joan Cass.
What? Yeah, opposite, yeah. But Joan Cass.
The boar's head. And I can do
you see you accent. Next week.
To be fair, you chose my worst accents there, but. Okay.
Well, what? Give us your best. Give us your best, yeah.
It just developed a twitch.
I'll be honest, I've not got great accents.
Claims to be the accent man.
I never claimed to be the accent man. That title was put on me.
I
have to take my jacket off because I'm feeling that.
Oh well. That's it. He's not accent man anymore. That's the fucking boundary.
He's coughed it
That's
out.
The boundary between.
He's coughed it onto key.
Next week, mate.
Next week, stay tuned.
Accent man.
Right, here's a story for
surfing. We're talking yeah. Surfing.
Oh, that's it. Like, I'm the third best surfer in the world.
give it some context, mate.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Well, I can't name him. Can
so I was back in school.
His name's Theodore
back,
Cabbage.
Back in school, when
we call him Theodore Cabbage.
A lad we used to go to school with.
Theodore Cabbage, yeah. Mate.
Right. We had no inkling that he was a surfer. Apparently, he's the third best in the world, but the fifth best in Britain.
Mm. Yeah,
can
but,
you
and
work
he,
that one out for me, Key?
Yeah, but he was ginger, and the geezer he showed a picture of.
Was blonde.
He was a black guy.
he must have showed like loads of different pictures, and I swear he showed you like a blonde guy with long hair.
He showed slightly a picture of a black guy.
Well, that's his car, isn't it?
You sure he wasn't just joking?
He might have just been
was
there.
Deadly serious.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Best joker on the planet.
Not sure if Jace had it in him, to be fair.
I'm trying to think of more tales, mate.
So what, you're going Cornwall next week, did you say?
Yeah, mate.
You and Molly, or?
And the fam.
And the fam.
Mate, yeah. Big joke.
Whereabouts in Cornwall? Like, just the...
That is a very good question, mate.
Her fam or yours?
My fam.
Yours.
I don't know exactly where it is, but I do know that we're about 4 miles away from where they shoot Doc Martin. That fucking sick TV
show. Yeah,
yeah. Martin Clune. Is it Martin Clune?
Martin Clune's.
I know what you're on about. Yeah.
So
looks
going,
a bit like Adrian
there,
Charles.
Mate. Looks a lot like Adrian
yeah.
Charles, mate.
Yeah.
Gonna go there and fucking. Gonna try and get in the background a bit of extra work.
Is it
Have you Jacob Crowdale extra work?
Have you just got like a sort of farmhouse type thing booked out?
Oh,
or
mate,
is it
we've
like
got fucking burn ourselves. Can't get a picture up, but it's like a house, massive, like too big.
Yeah.
And it's got a river that runs, so it's got like trees behind it and a river that like meanders round, so it's like fucking, don't know how to really explain that verbally, but it's basically like cut off like a moat and then it's just a bridge over and then trees behind, a bit secluded, a bit scary.
Nice.
Fucking nice, mate.
Are you driving now?
Yeah, mate, I'm driving.
5-6 hours or?
Sister's in a wheelchair as well.
Why, what happened?
Fucking rollerblading accident, mate.
Where at?
Rollerblading accident in Manchester.
What?
Does
was
she
it like a
actually rollerblade?
Yeah, mate, she was skitching on the back of a tram.
What? What? It
no,
just
like, skitching when
yeah,
you
yeah,
hold
yeah.
on. She's doing that on the back of a tram, mate.
What happened? What the fuck? How have we not heard about this?
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not, mate. Skitching on the back of a tram is like fucking group activity. Because she's a brownie leader.
Alright.
Leader?
What?
No, she's not a leader. She's a fox, which is like fucking...
The big dad.
No.
Black toggle.
Well,
higher than our...
No,
like
no,
a young leader.
Yeah, she's not like a brown... Yeah, like a young leader.
Yeah.
Fucking skitching on the back of a tram, mate. Let go of the tram, high speed, straight through the window of Primark, mate.
No.
Fuck off.
Yeah, straight through the window of Primark. And then hit a mannequin, went straight out of the security. She was fine. Hit a mannequin straight out of the security, and the mannequin's clothes had gone on her. Went through security, the exit. She beeps at security, and the security guard beats her up.
Yeah.
No, you're shitting shit.
Honestly,
what a load of shit.
That's a good story. What?
I have never heard a bigger load of shit.
That is completely true. She would have been fine if she didn't go through the security gate.
I've never heard.
I was going to say something about the mannequin clothes, but I didn't want to like. because I thought it was a serious matter.
You didn't want to mock her.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight through the window, hit the mannequin, all the mannequin's clothes go on her and her clothes go on the mannequin. And straight out through, sets off the alarm, security fucking do her in, mate.
Bit rough.
Having surgery. No, she is actually having surgery this week though, but it's just like, got an extra bone in her foot.
Fair enough.
So I mean, to clarify, it's not for that reason.
Well, mate, it could be. We still don't know.
I'm not really sure why being a young leader at Brownies would mean that you're hanging onto the back of a tram.
I'm not going to lie.
I don't think that's a legal
activity. I'm not
going
to lie. When I said to you was skitching on the back of a tram rollerblading, I thought you were all just going to laugh. And then you all believed it. I'm like, fuck off, I have to carry this on.
Skitching on the back of the tram, and then she's got all the little kids holding onto her as well, like a little line.
But she's actually going to be, we're going to be pushing her in the wheelchair around corner.
That's not great, is it?
Yeah, mate. Fucking bit rad.
You're surfing?
February, you bet you. On the icicles, mate.
Don't be a pussy. The boys, are you near on Christmas Day.
Near the coast, yeah.
Yeah, you're near.
Well, Doc Martin's shot on the coast, so I think it's like north.
It's like some cliffs, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the place, but it's like, do you know it sticks out like that?
I have to go for it.
That way for you boys.
I'm gonna have to go to the toilet.
Like there. Not very well explained for that, but like that. Nice, mate.
Fairs, mate.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have much to fucking look forward to. Bit rough, that, innit? Sad existence, really.
No, it's not, mate. Alright. Nah, it's sound, mate. Plenty of stuff going on.
Yeah, this summer will be good. I finish, apparently there's no timetable teaching after like the start of April. So I'll just be going in for like practical stuff. So I'll be getting like my chainsaw tickets, climbing tickets and that. And then I'll get a bit of work done with my uncle. Kickstart the fucking career.
Yeah.
And head back for the second year. And then the third year. If I get that far.
Football.
I doubt everyone will do the third year. There's some spackers on it.
To put it nicely. Desperately trying to think of another tale from the taxi.
Yeah, I don't
There's
have any
plenty. He tells me
taxi.
Loads. From the taxi.
Yeah, I don't have any.
I'm the man for them, really.
Yeah.
I've got direct info.
You do, to be fair.
But no. He tells me, there's one kind of funny one about some gypsies.
Tales from the taxi.
So, let me set the scene. So.
He's in a taxi.
He's in a taxi.
No surprise.
Dad's sitting there at the taxi ramp. Reading a book, maybe. Who knows? And it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. Two lads get in his taxi. Slick back hair. Polo shirts done up to the top.
Tight.
Tucked into the blue jeans.
Gypsies
with a Gucci belt.
Yeah. I'm not saying out loud, but they're fucking gypsies. Get in the taxi. And they give it. Could you
take me to Oxford Road, please?
well played. So, here's them chatting. And we're chatting about how they've gone home early because.
At 4 a.m.
Early, do that.
4 a.m., gone home early because. And you can repeat it. Some boys are coming across from Wigan to cause some trouble.
Oh, some laddies from Wigan, you know. They're coming up the M6, they're going to cause some trouble. So we're just trying to get out of the way. You know.
They don't want any trouble. So they get across to Morecambe. And they go, oh, could you pull over by this cash point? We haven't got any money.
Just by this cash point here. We've got no money, so we just need to get some money.
So they get out. One of them stays in. The other mate, he tries to get out and he's stumbling about, like pretty pissed, but probably pretty coked up as well. Stumbling about, tries to put his card in the machine, just about does it, really, really struggling. My dad's like, to the other guy who's still in the taxi, is your mate alright? Like, yeah, he's fine, he's just had a few too many.
Oh, you want me?
You didn't do the hands, so
yeah.
You didn't.
Oh, yeah, he's fine. He's just had a few too many.
Yeah, he's 5 year old. A little fucking McTomney, he's fucking brilliant, you know. He's just getting about him, you know.
And here's the hitter of the story. This is where the story makes it, like, shock. He's only a wee lad. He's only 14.
The lad is only wee. He's only 14, just a poor boy.
And my dad goes, fucking hell, how old are you? And he goes, oh, I'm his brother. I'm 16.
You want me?
Yeah, I'm his brother. I'm 16.
I'm his brother. I'm only 60.
60?
He's looking well old.
You want to put a pound for a fake right now? You get fucking well.
So they get back in the taxi, manage to get the cash out. Dad's driving him to the fucking place, and they're in the back, and they're keying coke like fucking mad. And my dad's like, "No, don't be doing that. This is my place at work, boys. Don't be doing that." And so they start getting a bit like fucking agitated and a bit worried, and they start like shouting. They were shouting at my dad like,
"Hey, listen here.
Don't be bringing this back to my front door.
Don't be taking this to my front door, Katie.
I don't want my mum
finding
out.
My mum and dad find out, Harry. You fucking slap the cross. You better not fucking bring this to my door."
Repeatedly saying, don't be bringing this to my front door, sort of thing. Mm. And my dad goes, oh, I can't remember what he says, mate. Basically threatens his life. You're not those boys. There you go. That's it, mate. That's it. Not much more to the story.
There's a guy who comes into Booths, and you can tell who he is every time.
Why? Who is he?
Well, you go in the 10 meter radius, and he just smells.
Oh, okay. Of right. What?
But yeah.
And I want you to like, be fucking detailed, mate.
Smells of cum.
No, like coffee and shit. Right? The usual. Yeah. To be fair, I don't even know if it's him.
Coffee and shit.
I don't even know if it's the guy, but I'm picturing this guy, and I think
this
it might
be. This
could
be a fictional man. If
right. So, so this old guy, Pete. Don't know if I should be saying his name. But
is that his real name?
Pete, yeah. Not
I mean, actually.
No, the guy who works with me, Pete.
Oh, right.
He always tells me stories on a Friday morning. And
them boys are fucking rude.
Well, they've heard it, to be fair.
Oh.
And so he tells me a story of this guy. So about 30 years ago, so we're talking like 84, 85. Yeah.
Roughly 30 years ago.
Yeah. Knickers were going missing on people's washing lines.
Ooh.
Right.
Arnold Lane, mate.
What's Arnold Lane?
It's fucking Pink Floyd song about guy who nicks women's underwear.
All right. Well, Arnold Lane. Yeah.
Arnold Lane, call him that.
Mr. Arnold.
Mr. Lane, I think.
Lane.
Arnold Lane, fucking hell.
So right. Knickers are going missing off people's lines. And, well, they find out it's this guy.
Arnold.
Arnold Lane. I don't know what he's doing with them. Not got a sick mind like that, but.
No.
But I'll leave that to the imagination.
Yeah.
So we're talking 30 years later, coming back to the present day.
Ooh,
2015,
like
2016.
Yeah.
A sudden
resurgence
of fucking knickers going missing again. Now we're talking multiple houses.
Yeah.
Here,
round here
in the Morecambe area.
Oh,
right. And this guy apparently, well, he shops in Booths, so he lives near here.
Okay.
Which is not good for us, obviously.
No.
But he's going all the way over there to nick knickers, right? So that's the obsession this guy's got.
That's a strange hobby.
And so they obviously, as the police do, they look at previous records and stuff, and they go straight to this guy who nicked them 35 years ago.
Him again.
And they find a pile of knickers in his house. So it was
fucking
him again.
Fucking hell, he was commuting.
Yeah, so
Is that a crime other than theft of, like, the knickers? I know, like, it's like taking someone else's property, but is it a crime
yeah.
other than
I don't,
that?
I don't know. Yeah,
it's
I don't
definitely
know.
Ethically a crime.
Yeah, but
it's an odd one. But the fact that apparently, I don't know if Pete made this up, but apparently this guy doesn't drive. So he's getting the bus or he's walking or whatever with the intention of stealing people's knickers from another town to come back and do whatever with them. know what I mean?
Wrong him, mate.
Dark spin on the podcast there.
Been arrested?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think I've got the insider information there, and I've revealed it to the Geezers Geezers podcast listeners. So there we are.
So, your secret's safe, mate. No one's ever going to find out.
That's all, mate. That is all. Not a funny one, bit of a dark one, really.
But a one, nonetheless, mate.
Mm. It's content, nonetheless.
You guys are fucking useless.
Shut up.
We did hear that whole story.
Yeah, all right.
I went in more detail this time, to be fair.
You missed out.
Gave it more of a fictional spin, even though it was true.
I might give your jaw a fictional spin.
I didn't go for a run today. Very poor.
I haven't been for a run in ages, mate.
Footy game was cancelled. Meant to go on a run. Just ploughed out some work instead.
Yeah, I'm snowed under at the minute with assignment work and stuff.
You are?
Not that I'll do it. I just wait for someone else to do it and then copy
You
it.
Get assignments?
Well, I'm doing my HNC, aren't I?
Alright.
I've got like day release.
Is that level
higher,
5?
Higher national
Is it like level 5?
Qualification with a C.
I think it's A level equivalent, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it
level 4?
Yeah, you can get them with mine.
Like, I think it's an A level equivalent, and yeah, I'm doing that on day release. I've got about 6 months left of it. Day release sounds like, so it makes it sound like I'm in prison.
Day release.
Geezers Geezers podcast could be broadcast from prison.
Little disclaimer, not actually in prison.
Well, we might be, mate. Part of the illusion.
Imagine if we were all in prison recording this shit.
You'd be getting bummed.
You'd be getting bummed.
Probably would be, mate.
You'd drop yourself on purpose.
Well, I wouldn't, but...
Don't bum me.
They take the lookers, don't they?
Yeah.
So
you've already had it twice.
Stop pretending like the guy that gets bummed in jail is going to be a good thing for you.
No, why? I'm not saying that at all.
You're putting a positive spin on a negative situation, mate. Yeah. Ever the optimist.
Ever the optimist. Well, it's episode 3 of the Geezers Geezers podcast. We've had a couple of tales, couple ups and downs, a bit of a roller coaster, but here we are. We're at the end. And it's been good speaking to you.
See you next time.
Next week, we got the old Nights Out fucking podcast. Hope you look forward to it. This has been the Geezers Geezers podcast. Over and out.
Right, Geezers Geezers.